Well, everybody,
live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Well, everybody, we are the Handicapped Heroes. My name is Zach Allen. This is my partner in crime, my partner in life. Well, not a life partner. He's my partner in wrestling, Gregory Iron, and we are so excited to be here at NMR Wrestling, New Moon Rising. If you want to direct your attention here, www.nmrwrestling.com, go there, find out about us, find out about NMR Wrestling. They do birthday parties, they do cake, all-inclusive, they go to schools, they raise awareness. So go there for all of your entertainment needs. We're happy to be part of the family. We had a great match tonight, we had a great time, and we hope to come back soon. Thank you very much for checking us out. We don't exist without you. Thank you.
Hey guys, welcome everyone to a brand new edition. Welcome everyone to a brand new edition of New Moon Rising Radio. I'm Brady Hicks, the voice of New Moon Wrestling. I'm joined by our announcer, Cliff Light. What's going on, Cliff?
Not much, Brady. Excited for this one and glad everybody's tuning in to listen to what we got to say today. It should be a really good one.
I'm really excited as well. Today, guys, we're going to be talking the legacy, the life and times of the Handicap Heroes who invaded New Moon Rising back in May of 2013. Reign of Fire, the Handicap Heroes, former WWE star, the one-legged wonder, Zach Gowen, teaming with Gregory Iron. And they took on, Cliff, on this particular night, they took on Loudy's team of the highly entertaining wrestlers. I'm talking about Drew Blood. I'm talking about Xavier Cross. Things exploded, Cliff.
It exploded all right. actually, if you remember, it started out on Spotlight. I had the opportunity on my interview segment to start out interviewing Gregory and Jack about their what they actually were doing in Jersey that day, a part of a Kicking It With Kids anti-bullying campaign. And halfway through the interview segment, highly entertaining, decided to make their appearance along with Ali in the ring.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, we're going to play this match very shortly, and I hope you guys enjoy it because it's one of my favorite matches from New Moon Rising Wrestling lore. I want to apologize. It sounds like I've got a little bit of a head cold, and I do. I'm very congested right now, but I'm happy to be part of this awesome program, and I'm happy to be in the room, in the room studios. I want to give out the number if you guys want to call in, be part of the show. The number is toll free 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. What I want to do, Cliff, is I'm going to take a commercial break. We'll get that out of the way early. Then I want to jump right into the match between highly entertaining wrestlers and the Handicapped Heroes. And we got a lot to talk about with this because it was a very important match in the history of New Moon Rising Wrestling. We'll also talk a little bit about the relaunch, which seems to be just coming closer and closer every day. So like I said, toll free 855-VOC-RADIO if you want to get a hold of us. Be on the air. Talk New Moon Rising Wrestling. Get excited, guys. It's coming up soon.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. It is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Grady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
RF Video is the world's leading distributor of pro wrestling merchandise and DVDs. They have over 5,000 wrestling titles to choose from your favorite wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ECW, and every wrestling promotion in between. RF Video is famous for their shoot interview series where they sit down with your favorite wrestlers from around the world, including the biggest names, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, just to name a few. RF Video has many other unique DVDs to offer, like their in-ring series, face-off DVDs, best-of DVDs with your favorite wrestlers from every promotion around the world. Check out their sister video on demand website, rfvideonow.com, or you can purchase any of RF Video's DVDs by going to rfvideo.com. Head there today.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love Greg DeMarco. You should listen to his show, The Greg DeMarco Show, worldwide at vocnation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Too fast, too smart. You wouldn't really think of a one-legged athlete as too fast, would you?
But the thing is, I think we're going to see something happen here. You know, all joking. Wow, look at that.
Look at the agility. My goodness. One leg is Zach Gowen. Huge drop kick.
Oh, my God.
It always amazes me that he doesn't blow out his knee. Something in the vitamins that he must be taking. He is an amazing athlete. And now we're going to get the man that CM Punk called the top star in independent wrestling today.
That's right. This is Gregory Iron. He, of course, was a semifinalist in the 2012 Super 8. But beyond that, CM Punk, Colt Cabana, top independent superstars, and the top in the WWE, called this man, like you said, the number one independent superstar.
A man stricken with Bell palsy from when he was an infant, wasn't expected to live past a couple weeks, and now he gets to chop Xavier Cross.
And look at this, a big forearm from Iron. Whips Cross into the ropes.
Corner. Oh, look at that clothesline.
And Iron is going to the top rope.
I'll tell you what, Dean, these two men do so much with so little, it's amazing.
Cross doesn't know where he is.
Oh, he hits him.
Beautiful maneuver.
And if not for Drew Blood, this match might have been over, but now Gregory Iron.
Did you see the height that Iron got on that cross body block?
Oh, Zach Gowen getting involved. Oh. He's in the mix on the second rope. A huge drop kick from the second rope. And
these
right now, Gregory Iron, he's got the cover. Loudy, stay out of this.
But these guys, they are working so well together as a tag team.
Xavier Cross right now, he has bad intentions, and he hits him with a
big leg lariat.
A huge leg lariat to Cross with the cover, just the two, though.
And I'll tell you what, if you want to talk about the top tag teams here in New Moon Rising Wrestling, you have to talk about highly entertaining wrestlers with their manager, Loudy. Loudy, of course, is the financial miracle, Hicks. And this guy has his guys, as you said on Wednesday, he has them ready for a fight.
Kicking the kid.
That's a campaign I can
What's
get.
What's wrong with you?
That's a campaign I can get behind.
How can you chuckle at that?
Ah. But anyway, right now, Drew Blood going for the cover.
Zach Gowen right now, back on the apron. He's waiting for the tag. But does Drew Blood really need to choke the helpless Gregory Iron in order to gain an advantage?
And I'll tell you what.
What a dirtball.
The handicapped heroes, they don't need any type of help. These guys, I'm telling you, these guys are an inspiration. I'm going to go off the script here, Hick. These guys are an inspiration. They're very motivational. I think it's a great thing that New Moon Rising Wrestling has them here tonight.
Well, it certainly is a good thing, Dean. And to get to see the talent, what a treat for the fans here at the Proving Ground, because you don't realize just how talented the handicapped heroes are until you get to see them in the ring.
But just as talented, I mean, these guys.
And an inspiration, you're right.
The highly entertaining wrestlers, they are just as, they've been all across the tri-state area. These guys are really an inspiration in themselves. Look at these guys. Drew Blood coming back from a near career-ending injury. When he moved, he hit his cranium on the concrete floor at the old arena in Philadelphia. That's an inspiration as well. Xavier Cross.
What about him?
He's an
inspiration, right? That's fine. They can be inspirations, but at the same time, you can't take away from the heart and the drive and the desire of the handicapped heroes. Zach Gowen, think about this, Dean. He had his leg taken away before cancer when he was just a child. Hulk Hogan visited him in the hospital.
He was 8 years old at the time. And, of course, like Gregory Iron said earlier, he should have made it past two. He was stricken with cerebral palsy. He was born. Affects the right side of his body.
Yes. And right now, Gregory Iron, he needs to find a way to get to the other side of the ring to make the tag to Zach Gowen, because if he can do that, I see good things for the handicapped heroes in this match.
Zach Gowen, when he was in there earlier, it was a house of fire, but look at this.
Oh, my goodness. Eric Arana by the handicapped hero, Gregory Iron.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but he gets his head taken off right after.
Oh, my goodness, this action, Hicks. I didn't even expect this. I'll be honest, Hicks. I didn't expect the action to be this hot and heavy here.
I certainly didn't expect it either. I I didn't know what to expect, I'll be honest with you. But the heart and the desire, the drive, the passion that these men are showing right here, and Drew Blood just taunting Zach Gallen.
And I'll tell you what, Laudy certainly did get these guys prepared. He is a financial genius. He is also a wrestling genius. We can't discount that.
We certainly can't discount it. Right now, Xavier Cross, he is on the offense, and he is picking up Gregory Iron, who's using his good elbow. Series of elbows and a chin breaker, a jawbreaker.
And he is trying to get over to Zach Gowen. Will it happen, Hicks?
I gotta think it's going to at some point.
Zach.
If he can just get another inch away, he can make. Oh, but Xavier Cross steps in the way. Oh, but Iron kicks him off.
Oh, look at that. Beautiful tag team wrestling, no matter which way you stick it.
Blood tries to flip him over. Iron reverses, and he gets the tag to Gowen. Gowen with a huge kick right to the throat. Back elbow.
And I'll tell you what, Gowen, a house of fire. Oh! Off the second rope, picks a beautiful double clothesline.
Yeah, but watch this, Keith. He's going to fly in just a minute. Punches through Blood. He's going to send him into the row.
Oh! Huge snap DDT by Zach Gowen.
That same head that smacked against concrete a few years ago.
It's very true. It's very true. I don't know if Drew Blood can make a comeback. Xavier Cross is the last hope for highly entertaining wrestlers at this point.
Xavier Cross just stomping away at the helpless Zach Gowen. Gregory Iron stops the clothesline.
Oh,
we got it! Oh!
And what's this?
Oh!
And look at this! Oh my goodness!
Oh, a double submission off!
You got a crippler crossface! You got a crippler crossface! You got the rings of Saturn on one side!
Oh no, but now here comes True Blood!
Oh, and he breaks it up!
I think Loudy did that on purpose, just to distract him!
But what you don't fix, you can't. Banky 1-2-1-F. He certainly didn't know what was going on there.
What?
Oh, big. Sit down.
Slam. Oh, but he kicked out. Again, the heart of Gregory Iron.
You can never discount that, but look at this. Loudy financial miracle. The genius getting up. He is going to give a mighty fist right to the face of Gregory Iron.
Iron sucks. Oh,
and watch this. We're
going to
see it here.
Top rope, one-legged moonsault. A single-legged moonsault. Oh, into an elbow drop, and this is probably it. He got him.
And this is amazing, Nick.
What an inspiration.
The Handicapped Heroes.
So there we go. That footage, by the way, courtesy of our good friends Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, as well as New Moon Rising Wrestling. And I'm Brady Hicks. I'm joined with Cliff Light. Cliff, I knew a little kid who started coming to the New Moon shows in January of that year. And he described the ladder match that happened that night in January. For control of the company versus all the belts. He described that as his favorite moment ever at any wrestling show. And he was a huge WWE fan and never really checked out the indies, and he loved it. But what he said, what he told me after Reign of Fire, this is young Ryan, he told me that tag team match between the Handicapped Heroes and highly entertaining wrestlers was now his favorite match of all time. He was inspired by the Kicking It with the Kids campaign that Zach Gallen talked about. And he just loved the idea that these two could overcome so much adversity.
I mean, yeah, that was definitely one of my favorite
matches that we had, at the Proving Grounds. I mean, what these two gentlemen have overcome since the time they were little kids, and me, I mean, look at this. Zach got all the way up to the mountaintop of the WWE and wrestled in the ring with some of the greats, and Gregory going all the way up. I mean, being an independent wrestler, getting to the, I believe it was the semifinals of the Super 8 2 years ago. I mean, these guys have done everything, and on the other side of the coin, I mean, highly entertaining wrestlers. A guy like Drew has been a veteran, been around a long time, and a guy like Xavier, up and comer, it's on his way up, and you got that financial miracle, Audi. I mean, one of the top independent managers on the scene. I mean, it was due to have, you know, had that big fight field, and got an all five gentlemen lived up to him, put on in one of the best shows we ever had.
And to just look at the atmosphere, now New Moon Rising Wrestling obviously has been very entrenched in charities over the years. I mean, you know, you look at the local PBA for Christmas time, the toy drive. You have Kicking It with the Kids and active involvement there, birthday parties, things like that. New Moon Rising Wrestling loves to be giving of themselves in so many different ways. The entire organization, the roster from top to bottom. And this match, I think, Cliff, if you look at it, this match maybe exemplified that more than any other. Just the level of caring that went into promoting an event like that, to promoting a campaign like that. It's just a great thing.
I mean, just for, like you said, from the guys at the top of the roster to the bottom of the roster, us and the announced team. I mean, everybody. It was always something that we always give back to the community. I mean, if it wasn't for the people out there, you know, none of us would be there doing it in any way we could help make aware of any, even if it was the smallest, tiny thing to something like huge like this, Kicking It with the Kids, and, you know, anti-bullying. You know, we were always behind it. And, you know, as we get down the road and hopefully as soon as we get back going, you know, we'll still have that same emphasis on giving back to, you know, whatever we can.
Absolutely. And by the way, guys, I see there's a couple of you in the queue there. If you want to be part of the show, give us a call, 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. And don't forget, if you want to actually call in, talk to myself and Cliff Light, hit 1 on your keypad there. That way our producer knows to patch you in, and we'll be able to talk to you live on the air. Cliff, from Reign of Fire that year, you know, we had come through a long grueling winter in 2013, and you know, the weather was turning nicer. It was the crowds were up for sure at the Proving Grounds that time. It's hard to believe it's a year ago already, but that was another. I know I talk about turning points and swing moments in New Moon history, but that match. Well, and that appearance by the Handicap Heroes added very late in the week, before the show. And then the match actually made, like you mentioned earlier, on the spotlight right before it took place. It was a very impromptu thing, but the fans loved it. You know, the fans ate up the fact that, yeah, here were these two huge stars coming in and rubbing elbows with New Moon Rising Wrestling's elite.
Oh, yeah. I mean, The board of directors, I had another interview set up for the spotlight, and it was, like you said, I mean, I believe Wednesday or Thursday, I mean, I think it was even maybe Friday night, I got the emails telling me, let me know I was going to be interviewing Zach and Gregory on the spotlight with the change. And I mean, just to take a quick moment, I was one of, I guess, definitely my highlights of my short little wrestling career as an announcer, being in the ring with those two guys, and then later with Loudy, Drew and Xavier joining in on the spotlight. I mean, being in the ring with those five guys at that moment is definitely one of those career highlight moments for myself.
No,
but yeah, I mean, the way we, I'm sorry to cut you off there, Bernie.
The way we
promoted it, I mean, with everybody coming out, I mean, it was definitely, like you said, another turning point for us as a company to add to our, I mean, great tag team division.
You know, and like you said, to add to the tag team division, these two guys, and I'm talking about the Handicap Heroes, they brought a real pedigree to the company. You know, Zach Gallen, a former WWE star, Dean Dixon and I mentioned during the commentary track that, you know, Zach Gallen had been in the ring with everybody, from Hulk Hogan to Brock Lesnar, to Vince McMahon himself, and Gregory Iron, my God, the guy that CM Punk called that year the top wrestler on the independent scene. And the adversity that these guys fought through, it was an inspiration. And let's not discount highly entertaining wrestlers, by the way. I mean, here's two guys who are perfecting their craft. Individually, each of them are really single stars as well. And to see those four men do what they did for 10 minutes back in May of last year in the ring, I think it was a real treat for the fans. And I think everybody appreciated exactly what New Moon Rising Wrestling was going for with that.
I would definitely have to agree. I mean, with the show they put on, I mean, it was definitely an amazing match. I mean, like you said, it seemed like highly entertaining, two great individual single guy, you know, always tagging together, and you got a guy like Drew, like I said earlier, I mean, been around, pretty much done it all, and then, excuse me, slowly building back after that devastating injury he had, and a guy like Xavier that's, I mean, sorry, the cheesy pun, but the sky is the limit for this guy. He's going to get there and break through to go through and through.
Kind of like a convergence of sorts, you know. You had highly entertaining wrestlers, certainly their careers on the upswing, and you had, yeah, and they kind of met the Handicapped Heroes there in the middle. Truly a great match. I recommend everyone check it out. Like I said earlier, that footage came courtesy of Dean Dixon and our good friend Dean Dixon, Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, and Dean. In addition to doing the commentary with me and being one of the most reviled guys in New Moon Rising Wrestling, he also did a fantastic job with video editing a lot of the time. So props to him for that. And Cliff, I before we go, we got about 2 minutes left. There's a couple more things I wanted to talk about regarding the New Moon relaunch, and I'm sure some of these you're hearing for the first time. So I definitely want to. I mean, I'm excited to get your thoughts on this, but it was announced a couple months ago, and I forgot to mention it last week, but I do want to mention it right now, that New Moon Rising Wrestling has a temporary website up as the company prepares to build once again. And that is, oh, I just had it, and I scrolled down. Here we go. It's NMRW, Inc., I-N-C, dot Wix, that's W-I-X, .com. / NMR Wrestling 2, the number 2. So NMRWInc.wix.com / NMR Wrestling 2. Check that out. The roster page seems to be growing each and every day, Cliff. We'll have some I anticipate we're going to be having some announcements about maybe a show or two coming up. I know for New Moon Rising Wrestling fans, that's something to get excited about right there.
I'm excited myself.
Yeah, and we are kind of like fans in a way. We're reading this, you know, as we go. You know, I get this news, and I'm excited to pass it along to you guys, but I'm still very much in shock myself. New Moon being very guarded about what we're going to see, but judging on past performance, I think everyone should get very excited that the indies are about to get a whole lot more entertaining. And I mentioned also last week, we got about 20 seconds left, so I'm afraid that this is going to have to go into overtime. If you're listening live, just thank you for listening. Check out the download, the podcast download. VOCNation.com. Download the show. Hear what I'm about to tell you because it's big. All right, here we go.
Big, so make sure you flip on over.
We're in overtime now, and you know the live stream is off the air. Right now, nobody's hearing what we're saying except for those who are going back and downloading the show. But Cliff, last week I mentioned that the Knight Rider, Robert Knight, and the American Roughneck will be part of New Moon Rising Wrestling when it relaunches very soon. This week, I'm proud to tell you, Cliff, and to tell everyone who is listening at home, that that Jake Bishop will also be part of New Moon, former heavyweight champion, the former guiding force for, my God, has it been that long? The Me Society. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? How could I ever forget the Me Society? I just drew a blank there.
I mean, they loved you. Yeah, the Me Society loved you so much. How could you forget about them?
I know. I'll never forget Jake Bishop actually making me do an interview from behind the curtain because he didn't even want to look at me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. But Jake and I get along very well now. I'm very excited that he's going to be part of the company. I also want to tell you guys that high-flying sensation, all-around great guy, one of the most popular athletes in New Moon Rising Wrestling, SoFly LJ Cruz, part of the relaunch, Cliff Light.
Oh, wow. I mean, first, go start with, like you mentioned, Jake Bishop. I mean, on a good side, that we weren't, you know, we did have this time off that he was able to let his knee heal to 100% now, and then he can get back in the ring. I mean, that's a definite big plus for us as a company. And, I mean, what else can you say about LJ Cruz? I mean, definitely fan favorite. One of my, maybe on the other side behind the curtain, one of my favorite guys. That's huge with just those four names with Roughneck, Robert, Jake, and LJ already, you know, atop ahead of the roster, just waiting, you know, as we fill in the rest of it to see where we go and who joins it on.
And everybody be sure to continue to check out the New Moon Rising Wrestling Facebook, the New Moon Rising Wrestling Twitter, the fan page, all that. We've got all that stuff. I mentioned the temporary website earlier. Go check that out for the latest developments. And don't forget that every other Monday morning, 10 a.m., 10 to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, myself and Cliff Light, we'll be breaking announcements regarding New Moon Rising Wrestling in addition to looking to some of the classic matches. One more announcement, Cliff, before we go. And again, I do apologize that my voice has been so crazy today. I think the allergies are killing me, honestly. But listening to that commentary today, I sort of understand why I half the time never have a voice. Now, New Moon Rising Wrestling posted today on one of their pages, or not today, but the other day, a logo that got me personally very excited. I'm not sure if you saw it, Cliff Light. New Moon Rising Wrestling posted a logo, the old PG-13 Battle Royal, and it says PG-13 Reloaded, coming soon.
No, I did not see that one. That's very interesting.
Now, of course, we've had several PG-13 Battle Royals during the course of the history of the company. Essentially, it's a Royal Rumble style match where everybody gets a number. There's 13 competitors, but the final two in the ring battle it out, pinfall or submission, and there can only be one winner. And that winner usually gets some sort of a title shot or a vacant title or something along those lines. It's really prestigious. So I'm curious to see what a New Moon Rising Wrestling PG-13 Battle Royal winner would actually get this time, you know? To my knowledge,
I'm on there with you.
I mean, we've seen the title on the line in those matches. We've seen number one contenderships in the line. So check back, like I said, New Moon Rising Wrestling on Facebook, on Twitter. Check out the fan page. And listen each and every Monday morning, 10 a.m., 10 to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, New Moon Rising Radio. Cliff, before we get out of here, any closing thoughts on the match or on New Moon Rising Wrestling, what we've got coming up?
Just the match itself. I mean, again, like I said, it was definitely a match that gave us a turning point for our tag team division. I mean, just having Gregory and Zach come be a part, even if it was just for one show, hopefully that we can get them to come in again, was amazing as far as us in the future. Like the temporary website that you mentioned, I mean, folks, you go in there, you can check. We have, you know, guys that were trainees at the comp at our Proving Ground facility, guys that competed in what was our secondary show, the combine shows, even the main roster. As far as the future, I mean, it's wide open of what we can do, where we can go. And so just hopefully everybody sticks with us and hops on board. I mean, when we get going, we'll be really going. So that's all I got for this Monday.
Well, that's like I said, a very exciting thing. I want to thank you all for checking out this edition of, I almost called it In the Room, New Moon Rising Radio. I do too much of this stuff. I got to get away. No. Thank you, everybody. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time running down another match and talking the latest developments in the little company that could, New Moon Rising Wrestling. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.